Good Lord, you sound terrible. I just got your message. I'm so sorry to hear that you're unwell. No, don't be absurd. Are you actually apologizing for falling ill? Why, yes, my dear. You really should have scheduled catching the flu better. Now I have to cancel attending this evening's monstrously dull dinner party so that I can drive over and make sure you haven't expired. Of course I don't have to. I want to. And more importantly, judging by that wistful note in your otherwise very polite remonstrations, you want me to. I thought so. If it eases your conscience, think of it as granting me a chance to escape what's sure to be an intolerably dreary evening. I won't catch whatever virus you have, and I can't spread it to anyone else. And anyway, I'm already in the car and halfway to your flat. Was there anything you needed from the shops? I can never keep up with whatever wretched things you mortals put in your bodies to keep them healthy. Is that all you want? I believe I can find those things for you with minimal trouble, yes. Try to hold on until I get there.
Bring out your dead.
Oh dear. You're even worse off than I thought. You know, you're very silly if you think your endearing germiness will stop me hugging you. I've seen worse. Come here. I missed you too. Poor thing, getting sick the moment I can spare a minute to visit. Let's have a look at you. Do my chilly fingers feel good? It's no surprise. You're burning up. Flushed cheeks, bloodshot, watery eyes, enlarged lymph nodes, too. That looks painful. My God, listen to you wheezing. The business trip went fine. Thank you for asking. Nothing eventful. Returning home again was the best part of it, really. Even if you do seem to have turned into one of the walking dead while I was gone. You make a pretty zombie, at least. I've brought you, Lemsip and Night Nurse capsules, as well as that horrid blue drink that's supposed to replenish your electrolytes. I seem to recall Melanie mentioning that sipping bone broth is supposed to be restorative, so I took the liberty of picking you up some chicken broth infused with ginger and turmeric. No garlic, of course. Seems like it'll smell nice at any rate. Yes. I completely forgot you lose your sense of smell and taste when your nose gets clogged like that. You poor living creature. I don't know how you stand it. Do they actually expect sick people to be able to open those? Here, allow me. There. That's the sexiest thing you've ever seen me do. Tearing open a pill packet with my teeth. You're delirious, darling. There, now. How long until those make you better? I was hoping it would work sooner than a day or two. But I suppose I can make myself wait. I barely remember what it was like to suddenly fall ill. What I can recall makes me grateful it's no longer something I need to concern myself with. I did try to read up on your health trends, but... do you have any idea how many new treatments and pills and fad diets emerge in a single year? And so many contradicting opinions. I can't be bothered to keep it all straight. Well, it means I've lost almost all context as to the severity of your different symptoms. Are heart palpitations cause for genuine alarm, or do they mean nothing? Can a summer flu morph into something worse? You can imagine my dismay when COVID-19 began to spread. Suddenly the hospitals were clogged with people and everyone was wearing masks. It was like it was 1918 again. I won't say I never went through a phase where I found humans sort of pathetic, with their brief little lifespans and whimsical immune systems, but I know now that you're made of sterner stuff. Still, it's very alarming sometimes how abruptly your existences change. When you've seen as many decades go by as I have, you forget how little it takes to completely alter a mortal life. It's difficult not to worry, especially when it's you. I forbid you from getting any worse. Is that quite clear? Good. I am thankful to see you no longer need endure the mustard baths and onion poultices of my childhood, but I swear some of the things you put into your bodies nowadays seem just as dubious. Well, like this drink powder you had me buy for you. How is anything that alarmingly yellow supposed to heal your aches? You know, I almost wish I could try a sip of it. It looks terrible. Part of me is morbidly curious to know just how terrible it is. Well, I'll have to take your word that it will bring you some modicum of relief. But enough about being ill. I'm sure you're thoroughly bored with the subject. What have you been up to while I was away? I trust you've enjoyed your housewarming gift. You decided to save it for when I got back. Why? You sweet little thing. Did you even look inside the bag? My goodness. The curiosity must be driving you mad. And I didn't even ask you to endure such torment for an entire week. You did that for me, all on your own. Oh, yes. You've been very good. I believe that earns you some special treatment when you're feeling better. I have to think carefully on what that will be. Rest assured, it will make for an unforgettable evening. Your medicine must be kicking in. You look sleepy, love. All right. I'll lie down with you. But only because you're weak and sickly. Come here, my plague darling. There. Feeling cozy? It's such a relief to have you in my arms again. Now I feel home. Hello there. I think those capsules of yours are working. You've almost entirely stopped coughing. Still a touch feverish, though. It's only been an hour. I can stay longer. There's still plenty of time for me to drive home before sunrise. Anyway, I'm not in any particular hurry to leave. and week away from you felt entirely too long. It should be the last lengthy business trip in my schedule for a while, at least. I'm just glad it gave you a chance to rest and reorient yourself after the chaos of moving to a new flat. At least, until this horrid virus took hold of you. No, I wouldn't say I'm protective like this with my other favorites. If they catch the flu or some other horrible virus, I'll send them flowers or a fruit arrangement, and when they're well again, I'm more than happy to celebrate their renewed vigor. But they don't expect me to actually stop by while they're coughing their lungs out and drowning in used tissues. It's not in keeping with the image they hold of me. Normally you'd be correct. But no. Devastatingly charming, actually, wasn't the descriptor I had in mind. Businesslike was more the term I was thinking of. We've discussed before how my relationships tend to be rather transactional. Typically it's how I prefer things. But it also means that even in the most harmonious and enthusiastic of connections, there is always an element of decorum that doesn't allow room for more personal acts of intimacy. My dear ones never tell me secrets or come to me with private woes. The very idea that I might find them in some vulnerable or embarrassing predicament is beyond mortifying. It frightens them, I think. They would rather show me their best selves. They also don't see it as anything unusual or worrisome when work makes me vanish across the sea for a week or more, and they never wonder how I am faring, for it is a crucial part of that image they keep of me that I do not need them in that way, that I am always confident and composed. They don't whisper to me in the dark, not like you do. But then again, you and I have both been complete failures at being businesslike together, haven't we? Not that I'm discontent with how things have gone. Far from it. The truth of the matter is, from the night we met, I've always just wanted you to be with you. No business attached. Am I perhaps being overly sentimental? Fine. Maybe. I don't give a fuck. It's how I feel. No, darling, I'm not firing you. You do your job too well, and I'm happy to continue paying you for it. I just hate the idea of what we have dissolving into yet another arrangement where I take you to events and feed from your wrist like it's a mundane exercise instead of an experience to be savored, where I smirk and flirt and flatter and never talk about anything meaningful, and whatever fun we have together is utterly devoid of anything genuine. I'm so sick of feeling like I'm just a gorgeous face and a pair of fangs. I am more than that to you. Oh. You sweet thing. Thank you for saying that. Truly. You know, when you compare our time together with all the years I've lived, I've known you for a breath, a mortal heartbeat. And yet, it's already so hard for me to imagine life without you. Look at you. So sleepy. And I can feel you struggling to hug me tighter anyway. Let me carry you to bed. No. It's no trouble at all. I'll stay until you drift off. And I'll be back again before you know it. Good night, love.